The trap of offense is not only a danger, it is also a place where Christ can meet us. Jesus does not ignore the wound, he does not excuse sin, he does not tell us that pain is imaginary. But he also loves us too much to let offense become our home. Christ's purpose at the trap is deliverance and transformation. He wants to deliver us from bitterness. He wants to free us from revenge. He wants to loosen the grip of accusation. He wants to restore our ability to love truthfully. He wants to make us people who can grieve honestly without becoming ruled by the wound. Matthew 18 includes Jesus' strong teaching on forgiveness. Peter asks how often he must forgive, and Jesus answers in a way that reveals the generosity of God's mercy. But forgiveness is not the same as pretending. Forgiveness does not erase the need for confession. It does not remove consequences. It does not automatically rebuild trust. It does not require unsafe access. Forgiveness means releasing personal vengeance to God and choosing not to make repayment the center of our heart. That release is not easy. Sometimes it begins with a very small prayer. Lord, I am willing for you to make me willing. Sometimes the next step is lament. Sometimes it is confession. Sometimes it is a boundary. Sometimes it is asking for pastoral care, mediation, counseling, or protection. Sometimes it is choosing not to repeat the story again in a way that feeds resentment. The peacefire path is not passive. It is deeply active. We bring the wound to Jesus, we ask him to search us, we refuse revenge, we seek wisdom, we tell the truth. We forgive as we have been forgiven. We pursue peace as far as it depends on us. And when reconciliation is not possible, refused, or unsafe, we still entrust ourselves to Christ. Jesus himself was wounded by sinners, yet he entrusted himself to the Father. He shows us the way of faithful love under pressure. The trap of offense says, stay here. Keep rehearsing. Keep accusing. Keep burning. Jesus says, come to me. Bring the wound. Bring the anger. Bring the fear. Bring the desire for justice. I will lead you in the way of life. Before moving on, pray this simple prayer. Jesus, meet me at the trap. Free me from bitterness. Teach me the next faithful step.